Patiently Aggressive Podcast, a platform for upcoming producers where we will focus on producer knowledge, information, tips, and motivation to help you along your journey. What's up, everybody? This is your boy Big Wave, and we got Wavy with us, and this is the Patiently Aggressive Podcast. Episode 1, and this is July 11, 2022. So today's topic, we're going to talk about how to get placement as a producer. How do you get placement in the industry? You know, there's different ways to get placements. And now, you know, the question is, do you look for placements, or do you have placements look for you? That's the question. Now, before we jump into this, let's listen to my boy Charlie. What's his opinion on getting placements?
So check this out. There's one little secret. If you want to get near an artist, you got to hit it where they ain't. It's like in baseball. You want to get on base? Hit it where nobody is looking, where nobody's standing. The engineer is the closest person to the artist. The engineer is the most slept on person. It gets no love, no attention. Nobody's sliding into the DMs. Nobody's building a relationship. Nobody's trying to help the engineer. They're always trying to help the manager or the artist or whoever. You want to get to an artist? Let's go back to that studio session real quick. What are the magic words?
Marcus, pull up the beat.
Come on. Magic words.
Okay. So you heard it from Charlie Rocket himself. You know, that's a major producer in the game. Been producing for over 14 years. And he's basically telling you, you know, you need to build relationships or try to tap in with not necessarily the artist, but tap in with someone close to them, like especially the engineer. What you think about that, Wavy?
I agree with that statement, because sending out beats to the artist might be harder, because a lot of producers are sending out beats to the artists and flooding them with emails every day saying, where can I send beats? A lot of times when they go to the studio, the person that they need to pull up the beats is the engineer. And the engineer is usually someone more or less profile, like they don't got that much followers compared to the artists and stuff like that. So it would be easier to build a relationship with them or try to see what the engineer needs to try to send beats to them, because they're going to be the person like that the artist goes to at the end of the day to pull up the beats. From wherever they get it, if it's someone sending it to them or a flash drive or something like that.
Also, like, you got to keep grinding and keep trying, because, you know, you probably won't get your first placement or your first response by trying to hit up an engineer. Because some of these people, like, these videos, too, are on the internet, and this information is new for certain producers, but it's not new for every producer. So people are, you know, hitting up these engineers and trying. So you got to keep trying. I wouldn't say one or two, but, you know, you got to keep going until you find that placement that you're looking for. And what he's saying, what Charlie's saying is right, because you definitely got to find someone close to the artist. You can't get directly to an artist. I would go beyond even an engineer, you know, his barber, stylist, driver. You know, someone close to a family member, someone that you see around the artist, you know, that you got to try different ways. Let's listen to Buddha, you know, what's his advice? Buddha Bless, that's a big producer in the game also.
What can they do networking wise to, you know what I'm saying, get placed?
First of all, give away free shit.
I ain't think about it till you just said that shit, though.
I mean, you hear it there yourself. You know, what he said is give away free stuff. I mean, he actually said free shit, but I'm trying to paraphrase. Give away free stuff. You know, and the reason why he said, I mean, Wavy, you want to tell us why it's easy, you know, kind of explain to the audience why giving away a beat is easier or a better process because of the process of an artist when they get a beat and what they do with it, or, you know, decide if they're going to pay for it or whatever.
Most of the time, the artists don't really have the budget up front to pay for the beats that they want to rap on. And then when they do like a beat and they want to use it, it's not to release right away. So they're not looking to pay for it at that moment anyways. They usually drop it like 6 months down the line, or a year down the line, or even weeks, months after they record the song. So like, trying to sell beats up front all the time, it can work, but it's harder though to do it to everybody, because especially when there's other producers sending free beats, and they'd rather just go get something free where they can record real quick and then see if they like the song first before they purchase it.
Right, because, you know, even my experience, or even with artists, they get a beat, whether they download it free or, you know, someone send them the beat or whatever, they get a beat, they rap on it, then they may not even like that song. They may not like how it come out. They may come back to it another day. Or if they, you know, rap on it and they like it, they're going to try to put it together, reproduce it. They're going to go through a process, probably go out and have fun, go party, clubbing, come back another week or two, check on the song. And it's when they see, like, oh, this is a possibility, I could do this, or someone liked the song or something like that, then they're going to have to come and buy the license, because then they can't release it. That's when artists normally come and get the license. But, you know, if you think about it, just like you said, you got to give away free beats, because no one really want to pay for something unless they know it's good. The beat may be good, and we know that, you know, beats that we produce, they are all good. But no artists want to pay for a beat unless they know what they're going to say on it is good, or how the song is going to come out. And, you know, that's how they feel. So what he's saying is right. You got to give away free shit. Now, I know, you know, as a producer, we got producers listening, coming in the game, you expect to get money up front. It's kind of like, you know, you go to the store and, you know, let's say the guy says, yo, this costs $50. You know, and you wish you could just pull out your phone and be like, pick any two beats. $25 for each beat. Now, he probably would be looking at you like, what the fuck you talking about? But that's the, you know, not the necessarily mindset of a producer, but that's the overall idea. If you're thinking you're coming in and you're making good beats and it's going to be selling and you're going to get placement and stuff. This is more like a bamboo plant or bamboo tree and growing it. You got to develop it, nurture it, and find other things to keep you busy at the same time. But as far as getting the placements, what he's saying is right. You definitely have to give away free beats. When you're posting them, have them download the free beats. They'll get back to you later. You can't get around it. You know, anything else you want to add, Wavy?
Yeah, and then you can get like emails too, because when they download it,
right,
get the email exchange for the download, to where you could remarket to those people, and it'd be a good idea to remarket to the people like that like the beats and download them before, so then you could like hit up those people again and keep in contact with them, because like if they got one beat from you, they might want more.
Right. If you want a placement today, if you're out there listening, you want a placement today, you already done that work before, or you're not getting the placement today, because that's how it works. It's like you basically had to put in the work beforehand. This thing, it's like everything is in delayed. It's not in real time. Like, producer is not in real time. Whatever you do, you know, you can make a beat, send it out to an artist, and he raps on it, put it in the vault, and never use it. 2 years later, he released that song, and now you're getting paid. You know, it's, when you made that beat 2 years ago. So there's a lot in the time span of when you actually make a beat, when the artist raps on the beat, when they release it versus when, you know, to the time you get paid and you get a placement and you get your advance and stuff like that. So if you want a placement today, you either done the work before or you're not getting that placement today. But what you can do is do the work necessary so you could have that placement 6 months from now. And that's including networking, sending out free beats, trying to reach the engineers, you know, trying to build, to be honest, the best way is trying to build with an artist from the jump, from they just started out rapping. And you want to find an artist from the beginning who, you know, he's not connected with the big producers yet, and you can join with him and build your sound. You know, we not being big on examples, but Wavy, you want to speak on that? A little bit of that. Is that true or not? Is that a way to do this, like to find an artist from the jump and try to build with them?
Yeah. Best is to do it early because they're not big, so they don't have the people hitting them up, because as they get bigger, there's more and more people hitting them up every day. It's different to be in contact with an artist on that level and actually build a producer-artist relationship at that level when they're not having, like, different things going on and different business situations going on, or where they have to think before who they work with. Like, you know, so it's like it's easier to build with the artists from before they're big, so then they know that you're genuine and you want to work with them, like, because you see their potential, you know, versus wait until they're big to try to hit them up, because then everybody else is hitting them up too. So it's going to be harder for them to, for you to stand out or you to get noticed. And they're always going to remember their come-up story too, most people.
Right, right. Definitely, that's true. They're definitely going to remember. And you, and it's, and just like you said, they have less options at that time. So, you know, they're more likely will work with you, and they find a producer that believes in them. So it's basically finding an artist. And just don't pick any artist. Pick an artist that you like. You like the sound. You know, think his sound will sound good on your beats. And you want to build with that artist from the beginning. You can help do free stuff for that artist, you know, help mix, master the songs out for them. But make sure he's giving you credit too. Don't even do this on a free, basis. Make sure he's giving you credit. Well, you don't have to charge money, but make sure he's at least, you know, give you credit. Your credit is on his songs he's producing. You can hear your producer tags. Make sure you're getting your notoriety at the same time. But it's important to understand, like, an artist just coming up, maybe got out of jail, you know, maybe just on the street, just hustling, trying to put a few dollars together. They don't have the money to buy the beats, especially the price, because I know as a producer, you want them to pay the full exclusive price for a beat, whether it's $1,000, $1,500, $2,000. That's what you would want for your beat. That's how much you think it's worth. To be honest, you think your beat is worth $1,000,000. Any producer out there producing right now, I think your beat is worth $1,000,000 for each beat. And there's nothing wrong with thinking that. And, you know, the thing with being a producer, you could actually attain that. That's possible. And, but you definitely have to work hard to it. Many different ways to get a placement. We just, you know, cover a few basic ways. We'll have more coming up on the podcast. Wavy, is anything else you want to add before we close this out today?
Yeah, we could sum up the ways again for the placements.
Well, yeah, just to cover the first one, you want to tackle an engineer. So we want to make sure you lock in with that, you know, engineer. Search, go online. You could go on Instagram, Twitter. You can go anywhere online to see who's close to that artist. And the engineer is your best option, because that's the person who pull up the beat. You know what I'm saying? So that's your best option. So, but it's kind of hard sometimes to reach an engineer. You want to try to get someone closer, a barber, a stylist, a friend, anyone, but try to aim for the engineer. And the second you want to do is free beats. Give away free beats. You want to make sure you give away free beats, whether it's download, whether you're sending it to artists. Don't always come up with the money, like, you know, you need to pay up front. Because just like we say, every artist trying to make something for themselves and their family, just like you are. So you have to be able to work with them. And the third, basically, we didn't really touch on that, but it's just networking. You know, try your best to pop out at events. We'll have a different episode of that. We'll talk more about sync licensing. And you'll try to go out more into events and try to link with executive and people are doing TV shows, music executives, engineers, people who are in charge of the sound system. You want to go to events in your state, in your local state, your local areas. You will have artists there also. You will have, upcoming artists at shows. They got local shows, little freestyle events or little rap concerts and stuff like that. You want to pop outside and try to touch base with those events and network, connect with like-minded people. Okay? All right, so that's basically it for us today. So don't forget, tune in. You know, you can check us out at patiently aggressive.com. Check us out on YouTube, patiently aggressive.com. And we'll have the video up there. And that's it. We thank you all for listening.